Welcome to another deep dive. Are you ready to explore the world of trees with me today?
Absolutely. I'm excited to dive in.
So, have you ever wondered if trees, like people, eventually slow down as they age?
That's an interesting thought.
It's something I've definitely pondered while walking through those ancient forests.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to explore this question by looking at a fascinating study done in Sweden.
Yeah.
It focuses on how trees grow over time and uses a technique called dendrochronology.
Ah, dendrochronology. That's the study of tree rings, right?
Exactly. Each ring is like a time capsule, telling a story about the tree's growth during a particular year.
It's like reading a tree's diary.
I love that analogy. And this study uses those rings to calculate something called CABI.
CABI.
It stands for Current Annual Biomass Increment. Basically, how much a tree is packing on each year in terms of wood and leaves.
So it's not just about how tall a tree gets, but how much it's actually bulking up.
Precisely. And here's where it gets really interesting. This study looked at four common Swedish tree species.
Okay, which ones?
Norway spruce and Scots pine. Those are the evergreens. And then pedunculate oak and European beech. Those are the deciduous trees.
Right, right.
And they found that in many cases, the CABI kept increasing as the trees got older.
Wait, so they don't necessarily slow down as they age?
It seems not. Some of these trees were over 400 years old and still putting on biomass like youngsters.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So it challenges the idea that trees become less productive with age.
Absolutely. It's like they have this incredible longevity and growth potential that we're only just beginning to understand.
That's really fascinating.
So were all the trees in the study showing this superpowered growth?
Well, not exactly. One interesting finding was that deciduous trees generally had higher CABI than the evergreens.
Huh. Why do you think that is?
I'm not entirely sure. But it could be related to how deciduous trees lose their leaves every fall and regrow them in the spring.
Yeah, that seems like it would take a lot of energy.
Definitely. And maybe having a larger leaf area for photosynthesis plays a role too.
Right, because deciduous trees usually have broader leaves compared to those needles on evergreens.
Exactly. They might be able to capture more sunlight for a few months out of the year and convert that into energy for growth.
Like maximizing their solar panels for a short burst.
Exactly.
So we've got older trees potentially being more productive than we thought, and deciduous trees maybe having an edge in certain environments.
Yeah, it's all pretty interesting. And there's another piece to this puzzle. The study also found that where a tree grows geographically can significantly impact its CABI.
Oh, right. I remember reading something about latitude affecting tree growth. So the closer a tree is to the equator, the faster it grows.
Well, in this study, which was focused on Sweden, they actually found that trees further north tended to grow slower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most likely because of those shorter growing seasons and colder temperatures up there.
Right. So it's kind of like trying to grow a tomato plant in Alaska. It's going to be a much slower process than growing one in Florida.
That's a great analogy.
So even within the same country, you can have this huge variation in how trees grow depending on where they are located.
Exactly. And this is a key point because it means that the relationship between a tree's age and its growth isn't a simple one-size-fits-all equation.
So we've got age, we've got tree type, and we've got location all playing a part in this intricate dance of tree growth.
It really is a complex interplay of factors.
Okay, so what else did this study uncover? Anything else that surprised you?
Actually, yes. They also looked at the year in which each tree sprouted.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like grouping them by generation.
Okay.
And what they found, at least for spruce and beech trees, was that those that sprouted more recently were growing faster than those that sprouted centuries ago.
Wow, so it's almost like the younger trees are outpacing the older ones.
Exactly. It makes you wonder what's driving that difference.
Well, I have a theory, but I'm curious to hear yours first.
Okay, well, one compelling theory is that it could be the influence of climate change.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too. The planet is warming, and Sweden, like many places, has been experiencing milder winters and longer growing seasons in recent decades.
Exactly.
So those younger trees are essentially growing up in a different world than their older counterparts.
Right. And this shift towards a warmer climate might be giving them a competitive advantage.
So it's not just about how old a tree is, but also when it was born, which speaks to the powerful impact environmental changes can have on entire generations.
Absolutely.
It really makes you think.
Yeah. These trees are like living time capsules.
I love that.
Recording the environmental conditions they've experienced throughout their lives.
And by studying them, we can unlock a whole treasure trove of information about how our planet is changing.
Exactly. And what that might mean for the future of forests.
This is already so much more complex than I imagined. I'm completely hooked. What else is there to uncover?
Oh, we're just getting started. This research has implications that extend far beyond the borders of Sweden. It really challenges our understanding of how forests function on a global scale.
Okay, so we've uncovered all these fascinating details about how trees grow, but I'm curious, why should we care about all this?
Well, for one, this research has some really important implications for how we manage our forests.
Okay, how so?
Well, if we understand which trees grow fastest and under what conditions, we can make smarter choices about which trees to harvest for timber
Right.
and which ones to protect for biodiversity or for maximizing carbon capture.
So it's not just about cutting down trees for lumber, but about managing these complex ecosystems.
Exactly. It's about thinking long term. Like, imagine you're a forest manager.
Okay, yeah.
You're trying to decide which areas to harvest and which areas to set aside for conservation.
Yeah.
Knowing that certain trees might be incredibly productive in terms of biomass, even when they're older,
Right.
that could really influence those decisions.
That's a great point. So it challenges this assumption that older trees are always less valuable.
Exactly. And it highlights the importance of understanding those individual growth patterns rather than just focusing on a tree's age.
I see. So it's not just about age, but also about species, location, all
Exactly.
these factors we've been discussing.
It's all connected. And this knowledge can also be super useful for reforestation efforts.
Exactly.
Well, if we know that certain species, like those deciduous trees we talked about, tend to have higher CABI,
Right.
it could influence which trees are prioritized for planting in certain areas,
Okay, yeah.
especially if the goal is to maximize carbon sequestration, right?
Right. So it's all about planting the right trees in the right places for the right reasons.
Exactly. And this research also highlights how important it is to think about climate change
Right.
when we make decisions about forest management practices.
Yeah, because if younger trees are already showing a growth advantage because of those warming temperatures, it seems like we need to adjust our strategies to
Exactly.
keep up with that changing climate, right?
It's like we're playing a long game of chess,
Oh, I like that analogy.
trying to anticipate those moves
Yeah.
of a changing climate and make the best decisions for the future of these forests.
It really is a complex game, isn't it? But it's not just about protecting forests for their own sake, though,
Oh,
right?
absolutely not.
Yeah.
Forests do so much for us. They clean the air we breathe,
Right. Yeah.
they filter our water,
Yes.
they provide habitat for so many species, and they play such a huge role in regulating our climate.
Yeah. It's easy to forget all of that. You know, we often think of forests as these beautiful backdrops to our lives, but they're actually vital for our survival.
They really are. And this research just underscores how crucial it is to keep studying and monitoring these forests
Yeah.
to understand how they are responding to these changes that are happening all around us.
Because the more we learn,
Right.
the better equipped we'll be to protect and manage these vital resources for generations to come. So we've come a long way from those tiny tree rings to these much broader discussions about forest management
Yeah.
and the future of our planet.
It's incredible, isn't
It
it?
really is. It's like this research has unveiled these hidden connections between us and these forests in ways we never imagined.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And you know, it makes me think about my own walks in the woods.
Oh, tell me about it.
There's this feeling I get, you know,
Yeah.
standing amongst those ancient trees. It's almost like a humbling experience.
I know exactly what you mean. And this research adds another layer to that. It's like these trees are not just relics of the past,
Right,
right? They're
exactly.
still actively shaping the world around us.
And they're constantly changing and adapting.
Yeah, it's almost as if each tree has a story to tell.
A story written in those rings and branches. A story that reflects the changing environment it's lived through.
Wow, that's beautifully said. And if we take the time to listen to those stories, we can learn so much about resilience, about adaptation, about how life is all interconnected.
It really is remarkable, isn't it? And that's the beauty of scientific research like this. It opens our eyes to the wonders of the natural world,
It does.
but it also makes us appreciate how complex and fragile it all is.
It's incredible to think that we started with this simple question: do trees slow down as they age?
And we've ended up on this journey through forests.
Uncovering all these incredible connections between tree growth and climate change and forest management.
Yeah, and I think it really speaks to the power of scientific research.
Right. It can lead us down these unexpected paths.
And challenge our assumptions about the world around us.
Absolutely. And I hope that our listeners are feeling inspired to learn more about the natural world.
Me too. There's so much out there to discover.
And this research has practical applications too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This isn't just some abstract scientific concept.
Right.
This knowledge can directly inform how we manage our forests, how we approach conservation, how we even think about climate change policy.
It's all connected.
It really is. And I think it's important to remember that we all have a role to play in protecting our forests.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, by understanding the importance of these ecosystems,
right,
the factors that influence their growth, their health,
yeah,
we can make more informed choices as consumers,
okay,
as voters,
yeah,
as citizens of this planet.
So it's about recognizing that we're part of this bigger picture.
Exactly. We're all interconnected, even if we don't always see those connections.
I think that's a really important point to make, and it's something that this research has really highlighted for me.
Me too.
It's about understanding the delicate balance of these ecosystems and how our actions, even seemingly small ones, can have an impact. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we have. From the intricate details of tree rings
to the broader implications for forest management
and the challenges of a changing climate.
And if anyone's interested in learning more about the actual research we discussed, the paper is called Variable Associations of Annual Biomass Increment with Age, Latitude, and Germination Year in Four Tree Species in Sweden.
You can find it online.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. So keep exploring, keep learning. And until next time, happy diving.